Well, women with the potentially debilitating condition endometriosis are begging for urgent treatment as they remain in pain and distress after COVID delays. The organisation Endometriosis New Zealand says it heard from 568 women during the Level 4 lockdown who were feeling desperate after their surgery or specialist appointments were put off. The Chief Executive of Endometriosis New Zealand, Deborah Bush, read health correspondent Rowan Quinn some excerpts from the letters.
I don't know what to do to relieve the pain. I'm so exhausted and my head hurts from crying and I'm dry retching. Somebody else said, the pain feels like my kidneys and my insides are being stabbed. It never goes away, and now my surgery has been cancelled. There's no end to this, and my mental health is stuffed. Sadly, now we are sort of in this post-COVID phase, and things are meant to be returning to normal. They are not in terms of care that is available to women with endometriosis.
So what is the situation for women who, those women who had their surgery or specialist appointments cancelled? And obviously there's still the normal level of care that needs to be done. What's happening?
Well, so many of those women who have had cancelled surgeries are continuing to sit in some holding bay. Some of them, the hospitals aren't getting back to them. One, for instance, that was in contact with this week, saying that she, from an MRI in May, so post-lockdown for most of the country, she was diagnosed with severe endometriosis. It required a bowel surgeon because of the significant bowel involvement. The gynecologist believed that this was absolutely urgent, and she still hasn't here. Here we are almost in October, and the hospital have just gone quiet. Facing a colostomy, facing, you know, significant bowel surgery with severe endometriosis, and that's just one of the cases, you know, of an example I'm using to highlight the extreme distress that women and their whānau are experiencing and their inability to access care that they need on some level. I think we all understand that COVID was going to put limitations and restrictions on a lot of the care. But what has happened is that the delay will now translate over, what, months or years?
That's Endometriosis New Zealand's Deborah Bush. And the Ministry of Health says it acknowledges the suffering many women have as a result of the condition and is pushing new guidelines for prompt care and treatment. It says the health system is making good gains as it tries to catch up from the necessary disruption to care during the lockdown.